This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and of course you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on the Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
You know, it's been a while since we've talked about ISIS on this program. Over the last couple of years, we have played some of the ISIS propaganda videos just because, well, I think they're interesting to, you know, get the other side propaganda. I mean, we've certainly seen propaganda from the U.S. government. What is the ISIS people? What are they having to say for themselves? And I haven't seen any new ISIS propaganda videos come out in a while. John Cantley apparently may still be alive. He's one of the people that they had captured. He was a photojournalist from the U.K., and they actually forced him to do their propaganda videos for them. Eventually, they started with him like just sitting in a dark room in an orange jumpsuit looking into a camera. But eventually, they put him out into the streets of various different Middle Eastern cities to kind of tour people around and show them, hey, under the rule of ISIS, everything here's just fine. It's all these Americans that are making things terrible here. So it's been interesting kind of watching from the outside their side of things.
Well, and the ISIS tax rate is lower.
And they have gold dinars, apparently, as well. So their official currency is actually gold.
And I don't know if you talked about this on a night that I was not on the air, but a report published by the Daily Mail cites documents that somehow they got from ISIS claiming that 70% of recruits have hardly any knowledge about Islam and are given copies of Quran for Dummies and Islam for Dummies.
Wow. And where did that come from again?
Daily Mail cites ISIS documents.
Well, I mean, that would explain some of the video that you see where, or not video, but there's some still photos of the ISIS people, like, pointing in the wrong directions when they're supposed to be praying towards Mecca.
Oh, yeah, they're in opposite directions.
Right, yeah, you're supposed to face towards Mecca, and obviously if they're in opposite directions, someone's probably wrong. So, I mean, they're getting the most basic things wrong about Islam, and the suggestion is that that's proof that they're CIA plants. I think you're probably right, Daryl, where these are just a bunch of people who want to kill Americans or kill whoever it is they want to kill. And
for the most part, the attacks by ISIS are against Muslims.
Other Muslims. Right. So story here from CNN is that there's dramatic video that has emerged of Iraqi police stripping an explosive belt from, and they call it a child here, this is a 15-year-old, so a young person suspected in a suicide bombing attempt in for ISIS. The footage appears to show security personnel restrain a visibly upset boy while they carefully cut the belt from his torso in Kirkuk. Once the belt has been removed, the boy is scooped up and taken away. Kurdistan 24, a broadcast news station based out of Erbil, Iraq, aired Sunday's capture. Authorities say they believe the 15-year-old came to Kirkuk a week ago from Mosul, ISIS's most significant stronghold outside of Syria. He was captured before he reached his destination, which was a Shia mosque. So there you go, about to attack some Muslims.
And then when you had mentioned about there was the, you know, teenager that was the suicide bomber, I thought you were actually going to wind up talking about the wedding that got bombed over the weekend.
No,
that killed like 50
this.
People and wounded about 90 others.
Was it a young person?
They believe that the bomber was between 12 and 14.
Interesting.
And it was actually in Turkey, and it was in a Kurdish area, but the Turkish government is saying they think it might have been the Kurds or it might have been ISIS. They don't really know, and nobody's taking credit.
The security guards in this case noticed there was something wrong, especially that there was another suicide attack a bit earlier, and they captured him. Karim said the terrorist organization trained and brainwashed the boy. They tell them if they do this, they will go to heaven and have a good time and get everything that they ever wanted. The arrest in Kirkuk comes a day after child bombers believed to have targeted the wedding. That's what you were talking about, killing at least 54 people. More than 20 of the victims in that attack were under 14 years of age. So, you know, how is it that they're recruiting these kids? Well, you know, I remember when I was younger, I thought military stuff was really cool. I thought that that would be a cool thing to do when I grew up, and thankfully I changed my mind about that. I didn't go that direction, but it wouldn't surprise me if young males all around the world have similar, you know, interests in destruction.
Well, and the U.S. military does recruit on high school campuses, and those
yes.
people are underage.
Yeah, and they recruit with video games, too. The military actually has its own U.S. Army game. Now, I don't know if they've been updating it over the years, okay. but a decade ago, they had a U.S. Army game, and it was just a plain old recruiting tool. That's all it is. To get young people, teenagers, to play the U.S. Army's video game and hit them with recruiting messages.
For some reason, what popped in my head when you said you don't know if they're updating the video game,
mm-hmm.
what popped into my head was like some 8-bit sort of square thing. And, you know, like, pew, and just really horrible graphics from, like, the
It was a horrible game.
90s.
It was horrible, but it, you know, it originally came out back in 2002. And apparently they have been updating it. So another version came out in 2009 and then another one in 2013. So apparently they're still pimping it. It's called America's Army.
How old are you when you start high school now? Because I know they keep upping the age that you start school. So what are you, like, 13 or something?
How old was I when I started high school?
No, like now.
Well, it depends on how the school is structured, because where I went to school, it was elementary school, went through fourth grade. Middle school was 5, 6, 7. Junior high was 8 and 9. High school was 10 through 12. There are some places where high school you start at 7th grade.
High school
places,
is 9th grade.
Ninth grade.
Yeah, right.
So it all depends on how the school is structured that determines how old you are when you start high school.
But so like your 9th grade, I mean, they're about 13, I think. So the U.S. military is recruiting 13, 14-year-olds.
Yeah, well, they're definitely...
I mean, you don't necessarily let them sign up at that age. Right. I personally know someone who was able to sign up underage without lying about their age.
That's correct. They'll let you do a pre-sign thing when you're 17 or whatever. If you're expecting to, I forget what the rule is, but it's like...
If it's during your senior year.
Yeah. And you probably have to re-sign again when you turn 18. You probably have to re-consent to something, I would guess.
This person didn't and had a hard time getting out.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We can talk more about the ISIS bombers here in moments. We got Dave on the line. Speaking of schools, that's what he's calling about. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, how are you doing?
And there's a lady here tonight as well, Dave.
Gentlemen and ladies.
Yep.
Gentlemen and lady.
Right.
I have an update with regard to the, you may have forgotten this. It's been a while. I think in three months ago, I told you about some of the travails of Donna Green, who was sort of a dissident board member on the Timberlane School Board in New Hampshire.
I don't recall. And either way, we've got new listeners all the time, so you might as well recap for them.
Well, she's been going through various troubles as a minority member of the board who wants to actually watch the budget and so forth. And the latest weird thing that's happened to her is she's claiming that the chairman of the school board has told her that she's required to vote in favor of certain things.
What?
This is the exact quote. Those who watch the school board meetings will remember that I resisted voting on the new teacher's contract in September because the final contract had not been given to the board. We were being required to vote on merely a verbal summary of the contract given to us by one member of the negotiating committee.
Huh.
Our then board chairman, Nancy Steenson, said I was legally obliged to vote for the contract as I had been part of the negotiating team, unquote. So you've already got school boards that are trying to, and town governments that are trying to make policies where you're required to support the town government, or you're required to support the vote, or the majority, or whatnot, if you
That's
lose.
Disturbing. I mean, because I know, Dave, that when I ran for school board a few years ago, they told me some stuff about being on the board, and one of the things that was shocking to me was that they required you to vote on everything that they took votes on, meaning that you could not abstain from voting. Now, that you could vote no or you could vote yes, but you could not not vote. But you're saying
that doesn't sound like it's allowed.
If that's the rules here in Cheshire County or the SAU 29. But what you're saying, Dave, is she was required to vote in favor of something. I want to get clarification on that here, because that sounds even more outrageous. We're on the way here, and you can join us on Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day, we won't be at war. One day, taxes will be fair. One day, our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And we're going to continue with your phone calls and thoughts. Also, more to come on the ISIS. Apparently, child soldiers are recruiting children as young as 8 years old to follow their ideology and maybe even blow themselves up. With 54 people killed at a Kurdish wedding in Turkey over the weekend after somebody probably at the age of 14 blew themselves up, a suicide bomb. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. You can find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. The source for all your Bitcoin needs and news, it's Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we go back to Dave in New Hampshire, Dave, you're talking about a kind of a shocking story where a school board member is saying she was told she had to vote for something. Now, I was shocked when I found out that school board members have to vote on things, but you know, here in Cheshire County, or the school board that I'm referring to, SAU 29 is what they call it. For whatever reason, they have these really boring names for their school boards around here.
School Administrative Unit.
Yeah, they all have numbers. Anyway, in this one, they say you have to vote on everything that comes up for a vote. You cannot abstain from voting. Daryl, you're saying you believe that's a violation of the right to conscience and that any school board member who wanted to challenge that would likely be successful if they did.
Right, and then not only is it a violation of right to conscience, but it's a violation of every set of rules of order that I've ever been at any way familiar with.
But just to clarify, Dave, what you're saying is this school board lady is saying that the requirement placed on her was even more egregious, wherein she had to vote for something, for some sort of budget. What was it? Do we have Dave in New Hampshire? Dave in New Hampshire?
Oh,
hello. Hey, there you are.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Got you now, Dave. Go ahead. We can hear you. But maybe you can't hear us. Perhaps there are some technical difficulties. Dave?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I hear you now. Can you hear us, Dave?
Yes. Okay. So going into
how many fingers
detail,
am I holding up?
Going into more detail with the quote, she says, again, quote, our then board chairman, Nancy Steenson, said I was legally obliged to vote for the contract, as I had been part of the negotiating team, and that this would be an issue for our district lawyer, unquote. So her email or her message on her blog makes it certainly sound like she was being required to vote in favor. I did email her about this, and we swapped some emails. I was trying to find those during the break, and I didn't find what I was looking for. But I definitely get the impression she was being told she had to vote in favor.
So, did she say what she ended up doing?
Oh, I don't know what she did. What I do know is some more interesting background, though. And the first thing is that she was, previous to this, she had been ordered not to set foot on school property after she went to a school property to try and get some budget numbers and supposedly had an altercation with an official there or someone there, which was never proven, right? They didn't have any video showing her slapping anyone or anything like that. They just claimed, you know, oh, we don't like her being here, or we're scared, or whatever. And so the school board member was banned from going to the school board property or the school property. And she also has, and then this may be why they're retaliating against her, she has a blog called Timberlane and Sandown. And this, she constantly chronicles her concerns about what's going on.
Well, that's why they don't like her, because she's in there sort of upsetting the apple cart, making things difficult on them, not following the prescribed path of a school board member. She's asking questions. She has opinions that she's sharing with the public outside of the official school board meetings. So, yeah, I think now it's ringing a bell a little bit, Dave. You had talked about her previously when she was banned for that, because that sounds familiar.
It's sad, though, how many people are out there doing things, and even with all the Free State Project stuff going on, they don't seem to be getting much support from us.
Well, probably a lot of people don't even know about it, number one, because, you know, almost no one goes to school board meetings. I've been to several of them, not recently, however. Back when I was running for school board, I did attend quite a few of the meetings, and I can tell you, almost no one attends these meetings. I mean, generally, if anyone's in the audience at these school board meetings, it's someone who's looking for a favor from the school board. So it's frequently certain teachers' groups or parents' groups that are there to ask for some sort of dole, some sort of handout from the school board, an appropriation or some new program to be created. And then once their issue comes up, they leave. Once they're, you know, that's been addressed by the school board, they all take off, and the room empties out, and there's nobody left. So
same way with most city council meetings.
Same way with city council meetings. That's absolutely the case. But school board meetings are even, I would say, even more empty of attendees than... in school. So what we do need is more people who are getting involved in the local county structures like this. I think that just having a few people attend these meetings can go a long way, because one person attending a meeting regularly can report back to the larger activist community and let them know what's going on. We had a guy who was doing that here in Keene for a while. He would regularly pay attention to the city council, their dockets or whatever you call them, the agenda. And he'd kind of report things to us that were interesting, things that were happening. In fact, I don't know where he's been.
There's no reason why any of this needs to be boring. Once you go there and raise questions and get it on camera, it becomes a conflict. And conflict is always interesting.
And I agree with you, and I've done that. They're at the school board meetings here, they allow you to speak in advance of and at the end of the meeting.
No. Don't do that. Don't wait through their line, and don't sit around for an hour waiting to speak or any of that, unless it's really easy.
Well, you can do it right up front. If you're there on time, if you're there before they start, they have a section where the public can speak at the very beginning and at the very end of the meeting. So if you're late, you'll miss the beginning one. But what would you recommend, though, Dave? Because there's otherwise no chance to speak to these people.
No, my experience trying to speak at most of these kinds of events is that you can't predict when you're going to be called. So, you're better off to wait outside and ambush interview them on camera as they come and go before and after the meeting, because then you know when.
And I love that. I love your approach with the ambush interviews. You know, I've emulated it on certain occasions, and I think it makes for effective video.
Well, in theory, you know when, but sometimes these meetings, they drag it out to where it's like a 4.5 hour meeting.
But I can tell you this, Dave, again, you do know, at least with the one here in Keene, at the beginning, if you're there early enough, you can do it right at the beginning. You don't have to wait at all to talk to them. And they're not supposed to respond to you, but they frequently will. And so that's a way to actually put them on the spot where they're on cameras being broadcast on the local cable access channel, so other people who wouldn't normally see your videos that you produce might actually see the questions that you're asking. So I would recommend both approaches if you have time. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate the call tonight. Oh, you got another one? Hang on. It's Free Talk Live. We'll get back to Dave here.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up this February, February 25th through the 28th, or this coming February, I guess, of 2017, and Acapulco is back, and I get to go this time because I finally got a passport again.
And apparently you're allowed in Mexico?
Are there rules that Mexico tries to keep people?
Every country has rules.
Well, Jeff Berwick says they don't care.
You're only supposed to enforce them.
Right. Jeff Berwick says you can get into Mexico without ever actually seeing a border guard. So it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, and there are places in Canada where you can sneak into the country without seeing a border guard. That doesn't mean you're allowed there.
Well, I'll have to look into that, Daryl. I mean, Jeff Berwick lives down there, and he says it's all good. So, I'll check into it, I guess. But anyway, an Acapulco is happening. Whether I can make it or not, the event is going to happen. And it is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. It's held annually in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. They bring together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. It's February 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. Anarchapulco.com is where you can go right now to get your early bird tickets. Big names in the Liberty Movement will be in attendance, including our very own Derek J. Freeman, Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Adam Kokesh, and of course Jeff Berwick, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, another former Free Talk Live co-host, as well as Tone Vase, Christopher David from Arcade City, and Julia Terensky, Dana Martin, and more. So go to learn more at anarchapulco.com and lock in your tickets. And I guess I'll look into the Mexican customs or whatever and see if there's...
Yeah, make sure you're allowed there.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. You wanted to add one more thing with the discussion we've been having about ridiculous school board regulations.
Yeah, so there was a guy arrested in 2014 for speaking at a school board meeting in New Hampshire. And in 2015, there was one that I don't think you've talked about, which was in Alton. It was actually a select board meeting. The guy was arrested for speaking during his own public comment, with the time they had set aside for him to speak, right?
I know that one's been covered on this show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. I haven't heard it. But anyway, he was in the middle of saying things that they didn't like, and they ordered him to stop saying those things, and he just kept saying them. So they
specifically the things were he thought that they should resign their positions.
Yeah, and then he just more recently won a $40,000 lawsuit against them because of that. So now he's going back, and he calls himself a watchdog. His name was Jeffrey Clay.
Dave, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that's Dave Ridley, by the way, from RidleyReport.com. Does great work on YouTube, constantly putting out fresh videos, fresh content from up here in New Hampshire. He's one of the earliest movers as part of the Free State Project and has been just a media powerhouse ever since he got up here. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about ISIS and young bombers down there in ISIS. First, though, Sarah is on the line in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Sarah, go ahead.
Yes, have you ever heard of these things called the electric generator bicycles?
I mean, I've seen it in, like, movies where somebody pedals a bike in order to generate electricity. So, yeah, it must exist.
Well, I was told that they're an actual invention in Germany. You know, Germans are into, like, latest technology, and they're very much so into the clean energy. And
well, this isn't a new invention. I mean, the idea...
Right, I'm also curious exactly what you mean, because there's several different things that you could mean when you say electric-generating bicycle.
You pedal the bike, you generate electricity.
Hold on. So it could be a stationary bicycle
right.
that generates electricity for a house or a building or something along those lines.
That's what I was thinking.
Or it could be some sort of, I think they call them green bikes, to where you pedal for a while and then that generates some energy to where you could then use the motor on the bike.
Yes, that's true.
To then propel yourself a little further. So which of those two things are you talking about?
Well, I was talking about the latter kind because that's, you know, because then, you know, that serves the purpose, I mean, of getting around. And that helps with the clean air, the global warming agenda. And that's what I'm all about.
Well, I don't know if it really helps with clean air, because odds are someone who has a bike is not polluting the air. And so if they add a motor to the bike, then, or an electric engine or whatever it is they add, that's not going to, you know, make the air more or less clean.
Well, the thing about it is that if it's so efficient, if the bicycle is so efficient that they help you go a long way, or they help you climb up a hill with less effort, mm-hmm. you know, that might put the automobile and the petroleum oil, you know, kind of like more on the obsolete side.
You are a dreamer. I mean, I guess I see what you're saying. You're saying there's a chance that this electric bicycle could or this augmented bicycle, or whatever you want to call it, could encourage some people with cars to stop driving their cars and take up this particular type of bike. And I suppose there's a very small percentage of car drivers who would consider doing that, but I think most people who have a car are probably not interested in downgrading from that.
And again, a lot has to do with how walkable or bikeable of a city you live in, or right, how walkable or bikeable your commute to work is. So I know people that intentionally live about 45 to 50 minute drive away from where they work because they don't want to live in whatever horrible city they work in. So they, you know, live fairly far out in the suburbs. You're not going to convince those people to ride a bike to work because it would take them too long to do so.
Right, but that's the whole point of the generator bicycle. There's a piston. Every time you pedal, there's a magnetic piston that goes inside a coil of wires back and forth, and that's supposed to generate electricity. So mm-hmm. Imagine going into the coil wires.
That's right.
You must have a battery apparatus which harnesses the electricity so that you would put it on when you would need the help, you know, long distance or It would hold the energy, the electricity.
Yep. No, I mean, it's a neat invention. There's no doubt about it. I don't oppose the concept of it. It does sound like it would add some bulk to the bicycle. It sounds like, you know, it might make it more of an attraction for a thief to steal the bicycle. So I want to make sure you got a nice chain for that.
And it's probably not going to get highway speed. So, again, the people I'm talking about that have these, you know, almost hour-long commutes, you're not going to convince them to get this bicycle thing to commute to work.
And I don't know what the modification costs. Is it something that you can add to an existing bike, or is it something that you have to buy a brand new bike that has
generally a new thing because it's got a special sort of frame? Of course, you probably could buy some sort of kit and modify your existing bike, but as with any modification, things could go wrong.
Sarah, thanks for bringing that. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my whole point is that we have already these inventions, and we have them working and operating in Germany. What is wrong with bringing them here to America? How come we don't see it in the bike shop? You know what I mean?
I actually know some people that have purchased those things, and they're not exactly cheap. You're looking at
$1,000.
You know, like $1,200 on the low end.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it. You know, it's a good idea. It's not a terrible idea. It seems like a cool gimmick, but I never see them around town. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And this is a bikeable city, by the way. Keene, New Hampshire, very, very bikeable. I bike everywhere.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Joining you here in the remaining moments, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Everything from illegal tamales to floating accidentally into Canada and electric bicycles. We'll talk about anything here. You can, again, take control of the airwaves. You can also help Free Talk Live out if you like what we're doing on this show. You can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card via PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right there on the website. And now Bitcoin is back. It's kind of in a testing phase, so you'll be a guinea pig, but it's been working so far. We've had a couple signups already with Bitcoin. It seems to be A-OK. You do have to use the prepaid option with Bitcoin. Normally, our AMPS is a monthly debit on your credit card or your PayPal. But you can't do that with Bitcoin with the implementation we have. So you do have to use the prepaid to get the Bitcoin as a payment option. But it's back. I'm really glad. A lot of people are excited about Bitcoin, and they want to AMP with Bitcoin. The AMP program allows you to support our efforts and help us get the ideas of liberty and peace on the air in as many markets across the United States as possible. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you get perks, too, as an amplifier. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our normal podcast does, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there, and we really appreciate it.
So if somebody wanted to use the Shapeshift tool to send altcoins, could they do that and AMP? Or is it just a subscription thing, or can they do it one time? Because I know at one time you had where somebody could, say, send $60 and say, I'm amping for a year,
yeah.
Here's $60 worth of Bitcoin.
Right. You do have to send Bitcoin, which would mean that in theory, Shapeshift would work, but Shapeshift generally waits till a confirmation comes in before it finishes its process. So if you were shapeshifting from a fast coin to Bitcoin, it might work, because when you check out with Bitcoin, there's that 15-minute clock that counts down. It says you got to send this Bitcoin within this time frame to this address. So if the Shapeshift were to complete within that time frame, then it might work.
Okay.
I would say that would be an experimental thing, and you may, you know, I don't know what will happen to your Bitcoin if you
do that. Right, I just didn't know if you could do a one-time or if it was only recurring payments with
Bitcoin. No, Bitcoin, you cannot do recurring. I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear. You cannot do recurring payments with Bitcoin because the way you could do that in the past, we did have that at one time, that was because of Coinbase. Coinbase cut me off. They won't do business with me anymore, so that means they won't do business with
Right, I didn't know if another payment processor may have picked that up.
I don't know of anyone that offers that, but further, I also don't want to have anybody else as a middleman. The system that we have now is the Mycelium, what's called Mycelium Gear.
Okay.
And so it actually interfaces directly with the Mycelium wallet, and I think a different wallet. But anyway, it basically cuts out the middleman. You don't need to have a Coinbase-type organization in the middle for this. But as a result of that, you also can't do the monthly debits.
Okay.
So you have to do prepaid in order to have Bitcoin as an option.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah,
because I thought you meant the recurring Bitcoin payment.
No, you can't do that now. So only prepaid with Bitcoin. You can still do recurring if you want to do PayPal or Visa or MasterCard. So again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can check out now with Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. And I should add that because we've got Bitcoin back, that means you can now amp anonymously again. So when you're amping with a credit card, obviously we got to know your card info and who you are. But with Bitcoin, that doesn't really matter. So you could create an account with a fake email address and a fake name on it and then just pay with Bitcoin. And we really don't have any idea who you are. And you get all the AMP perks as a result of that. So very, very cool. Amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we were just looking at some of these electric bikes online, Daryl, you found them around the $1,200 range.
That's what I had looked previously, but it's also been probably 2 years.
I did find one here for as low as $549, but for all I know, it's a piece of crap.
Right. Most didn't you say that it will get you 20 miles on a charge?
This one?
20 miles an hour.
Correct.
Yeah, so not exactly something that if you have a 20, 30-mile commute, you're going to want to do.
Right, which is what Sarah was suggesting, that these electric bikes could somehow subvert the automotive market or something.
Yeah, and you can't store anything in it either. You can't
right,
go
good
get
luck
groceries.
Going to the grocery store.
I mean,
hold on, you can get groceries. What you do is you have several of those reusable cloth bags, mm-hmm. put about two or three on each wrist, and then just make sure you have your balance.
And so if I'm buying like milk or a case of bottled water,
your circulation will have been completely cut off by the time you get home.
Yeah, I mean, so this is not a car replacement. You cannot get groceries in it. No. Most people can't drive to work.
I didn't say it's a good car replacement.
Well, then it's not a replacement. It's just some other thing.
Well, I mean, how does Sarah get her groceries?
It's an alternative mode of Sarah takes the bus that has 12 billion cameras on it. There are more cameras on the bus than there are
in the grocery store.
Glass or seats or people.
So we were talking about
or particles of air,
ISIS, and some of the youngsters that they've got that are apparently blowing themselves up. Just over the weekend, 54 people dying in a Kurdish wedding in Turkey. And the person who apparently detonated that bomb was a young person. ISIS, according to CNN.com, has a history of exploiting children through propaganda, but more recently it has used them as weapons on the front lines and to target civilians. The terrorist group maintains an army of child soldiers stolen from their families and indoctrinated to their cause. These so-called cubs of the caliphate are introduced into ISIS's campaign of violence through a myriad of grim training practices, with children as young as 8 reconditioned to follow the terror group's ideology, according to UN reports. And I do recall seeing a video where they actually had these young recruits executing people.
So ISIS has public schools, basically, is what you're telling me?
Well, I mean, public schools don't send the kids out to directly execute people, but they do have, as you pointed out earlier, the military in those public schools that are recruiting killers.
Well, but even if they're talking about 8-year-olds, I mean, you have some, you know, other, you know, you can do homeschooling instead, but you are sort of required to send your 8-year-old to school where they will teach them the ideology of the United States
of the state,
government.
Sure.
And
so,
that there's also, you know,
and force them to pledge allegiance.
That there's also the stuff that's much more directly targeted at children. Ian, I'm sure you remember, I know I do, the G.I. Joe cartoon, where it was, you know, like a 30-minute commercial for this military toy of, here's this really cool guy, and here's all his cool weapons, and
I was never into G.I. Joe, but yes, I do remember it. It came on before Transformers, so I always caught the end. I always caught the last part where they did the, like, the wholesome portion. What do they call it? I think they had the same gimmick as the Transformers. I'm forgetting what.
Oh, it's like the more you know thing.
Yeah, like that, but there was a different phrase.
And knowing is half the battle.
That's what it was. Knowing is half the battle. Thank you. They used the same phrase for the Transformers as well. Knowing is half the battle. Cheesy stuff. Anyway,
incredibly cheesy.
They've had reports of children, especially children that are mentally challenged, who have been used as suicide bombers, most probably without them even understanding what has happened or what they have to expect, said Renate Winter, an expert with the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child in 2015. The group is believed to use threats, intimidation, and an unrelenting endurance training to break down the children. In some instances, young boys are forced to witness ISIS militants shoot fellow recruits if they stop participating in drills. That'll F you up. You know, you're right. Can you imagine that at camp? You don't want to go, you don't want to go for the run, Johnny? Well, we're just going to execute you in front of everybody else to teach them a lesson about what happens when you don't go along with the group.
Yeah, that's horrible.
ISIS's jihadi movement is also believed to have seized schools to re-educate and radicalize children to follow the group's extreme interpretation of Islam. Human Rights Watch has said ISIS and other extremist groups have specifically recruited children through free schooling campaigns that include weapons training and have given them dangerous tasks, including suicide bombing missions. These terror tactics involving children have remained a top concern among lawmakers and human rights organizations. The first open-source database documenting ISIS child propaganda was launched this year after 13 months of study. Researchers estimated around 1,500 child soldiers are training and fighting in the terror group's ranks. Now, of course, it's not the first time children have been used in a wartime situation. Were they not used in Vietnam?
Probably. I believe.
Well, no, they were. They were, especially since the age of, that's part of why they changed the age of majority at the time was 21. So they were drafting underage people.
No. I mean the North Vietnamese. Children.
Oh, okay.
When I say children, I don't mean 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds, and 15-year-olds. Children, to me, are people who have not reached the age of puberty.
So when you say child, you mean in the medical sense, not the legal sense.
Correct. Anyway, we're out of time for tonight, but I'm sure we'll hear more about ISIS in the future. Meanwhile, you can join Daryl over on his website, libertylobby.xyz. And we'll continue tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Do you
you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.